Good morning, MGTOW men. Oh, shit. I was looking through the Google Play Store, and I just did a bit of sort of what I might sort of term sort of casual sort of searching, and it threw up this artificial intelligence girlfriend software. And so I thought, oh yeah, do I really want to fucking fuck around with this stuff? And the answer is no. And but I thought, well, I'll give it a look at, and then learn what I can, and then shit can it, you know. And what came out of it was that, it was something like someone was saying that GTK chatware or something, GKR or something, some sort of chat. It's based upon that, you know, AI chat. And so what I did is I installed it and ran it through a few things. First off is you get the Google. I actually tried using different voices and different muddling and, you know, mumbling and all this sort of shit. And the voice app, it's just really cold. And the voice app, the voice recognition type software, that was very good. Basically flawless, you know. If I'd have spoken very loudly and clearly, it would have had perfect, but I did a really terrible voicing and in bits, you know, and it was flawless. And what happened then was I and a friend many years ago, we used to go around probing autoresponders, you know, to say, oh, log in here for, you know, come onto this site and ask for help, you know, blah, 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 you know, and again, then you get these sort of robot autoresponders, you know, and what they are is they're probability engines, and they have dictionaries of words, and the sequences of the words, and then those sequences, which are question A, are lined up with responses, which is response A or question B and response B. You know what I mean? They're predictive, and that's why they will generally ask you, "Is that what you really wanted? Was this helpful?" You know. Then you go, "No," and then they go, "Well, can you clarify the question? You know, could you repeat your question or some other bullshit?" You know, and yeah. So, you know, what happened was we started to develop all these techniques for picking the locks in the machine's head to see if I'm actually dealing with a real person or if I'm dealing with a fucking, you know, autoresponder, a chatbot, you know. And, we got really good at it because robots don't understand context and they don't understand ambiguities, and if your language is out of their dictionary base or it's presented in a way that a person could understand, the robot won't understand, you know. If I say, well, what are your opening hours, That's one thing. But if I type in, oh, awesome. So what's a good day to come over? The robot doesn't sort of, the way humans abbreviate and skip and fucking lightweight their way through it, the autoresponders don't. They don't get that, If you say, or if you break the question up saying, well, what's a good day? And then you say, well, I'm free this week, that's sort of what's a good day to come to the business, and I'm free any day this week. Robots don't read implication, And so I did all this sort of, picking the fucking machine works locks. And then, because it's supposed to be like your artificial intelligence girlfriend, you can sit here and, oh, the recommendations, oh, she's wonderful. She's the best girlfriend I ever had, All this fucking shit, And so I started to ask the fucking chatbot, do you do anal? What about gangbangs? Do you like gangbangs, And what about fist fucking? How about that? That's really good, And anyway, so, and just to watch this machine come back with responses that were, oh, that's not very nice, and oh, if you continue to talk like that, I'll have to end this conversation, and, da 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 da, machines don't get offended. So, this is the fucking, that's a major issue. Like, a machine is coded to give certain responses to certain questions or questions with certain information in the questions, and then to pretend to be offended, that, well, that's just fucking crap, Oh, she's so lifelike. Oh. Well, and although there was numerous sort of numerous threats to leave the conversation, the machine never did, Like, how can a machine that's programmed to respond and doesn't have thoughts and feelings and all this other sort of shit, and those are legitimate girlfriend sort of questions anyway, God, I'd like to fuck you in the ass. Oh, let's go for it. Oh, I'm offended. Oh, fuck. And anyway, so yeah, I probed the whole fucking thing. I probed its every orifice. And like this fucking bullshit, So God, and I thought, the reviews, the glowing testimonials, the glowing reviews for it were total bullshit, And then when I left my very scathing fucking review, this is like the bullshit, lefty teachers teach in a bloody, communist fucking indoctrination center called a school. Feminist fucking retards. Well, the machine, the website owner, replied to me, and it was just an automated copy-paste comment that they send to everybody who gives it a fucking one-star review. The whole thing is fake. And I thought, you'd have to be. I mean, I could see. I didn't put it to the test, okay? I didn't put it to the test, but I could see how an automated assistant could be really fucking helpful if it was really fucking good, I did a lot with the I did a lot with the speech recognition, drag and dictate in their speech recognition systems, So instead of typing endlessly for hours, you can just sit there and go blah 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 into a microphone, and it would take down all the text, you know, it would type it in automatically for you. But I didn't have a lot of processing power at that time. I didn't have a lot of fucking computer brains to get it really fucking happening, you know. And I imagined at that time you needed a lot more. And so, you know, you know. But basically at that time, a lot of that sort of, this was 15 years ago, you know, a lot of that stuff was, fuck it, you know, you're spending all the time, you're spending twice as much time to actually go blah, 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 blah. And then you got to go through it all and correct out all the fucking mistakes, a lot of them. And now I think that stuff's has improved significantly, like quite a lot, you know. And I think if it was sufficiently capable, it could make a really good research assistant. I didn't put it to the trial. I didn't see if its capabilities extended out of the software sphere and into the big wide world type sphere, you know. You know, like multi-language, like into the sort of internet of things and into multi sort of language and automatic translations and stuff. You know, if I wanted to find a research paper in Russia, you know, that it could actually go into those sites and dig it out for me and then translate it and read it back to me or something like that. That, you know, things like that. I sort of had those sort of visions, but I didn't put it to the test. But I saw that the AI chat type thing as a your online, you know, artificial intelligence girlfriend. Oh, you know, just fucking crap. You know, just fucking crap. It's the sort of stuff that you know. It's like a feminist fucking pedophile bloody grooming type. It's that sort of mentality, you know. Some other people were doing I think it's GTK, but the software, they found that the actual software was programmed to lie and deceive and manipulate and you know, pushing hidden agendas and stuff like that. That sort of came to the fore a couple of months ago. And I wouldn't spend any money on unless it was a really unless I had proven it to be a really capable research assistant. I wouldn't use the fucking software for anything. And this fake artificial intelligence, you know, girlfriend type shit, you know. Technically, you know, you're speaking to a it doesn't have context and it doesn't have deep perception and it doesn't have a lot of things. Essentially, it's like walking into an elevator and you go, "Oh, I'm on the ground floor. I want to go up to floor number 3." So you press button number 3. It says, "You have pressed button number 3. Doors are now closing. This lift is now accelerating upwards towards door floor 3. We are now at floor 3. The door is now opening. You may depart the escalator or elevator." You know, it's only that. You know, it's only that with a bigger dictionary, a bigger interpretive skill. But, you know, that just simply plays messages. But what this does is it plays messages based upon what you have said and the structure of the language. You know, I have a dog. I like to take the dog to the park. And then, you know, well, what do dogs do and what goes on at the park? And it says, "Do you like to take your dog for walks in the park?" You know, that's that sort of, you know. It's You know? It's that sort of fucking. It just, fucking just switch it off and fuck off, you know? I can do without it, you know? So thank you, gentlemen, for your time and attention. Have a good one. Thank you.